drinking at the Green Guide Bar. Yeah. Oh, yeah, freaks. How the hell y'all doing out there? This is Grimnir. It's reallibertymedia.com. Friday night here, September 11th, 2020. Yeah, it's September 11th, all right. Boy, howdy. That's what happens every, once a year, I guess. Anyway, welcome to the show. This is the Freakers Ball. What do we got going on over here? Nothing? Oh, I didn't change the stupid graphic. Durr. All right, Moose Girl's got to update her wire before she can contact me, though. We'll wait a little bit for her. Let me say hi and howdy to all the folks out there. Hope you're doing all right. Hope you had a good week. It's been an interesting week here for me, but we'll get to that. We'll get to that. Oh, there she is. She was fast. She was fast. All right. That was a quick update. Quick update.
Yes.
Yes, it was.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Alive. I'm hanging in there.
Good. That's good.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, good. Anyway, I was just saying hi and howdy to the folks and the places that we're on air. You can catch us, of course, as always, on reallibertymedia.com, on the Freakers Ball show page, or over there on vaughn.live/reallibertymedia. We're there. We're also on the for the audio stream on the rlmradio.xyz page, and of course on realliberty.org. They have the audio stream there as well. So
yes.
All those places where you can check us out, also on TuneIn and the buttons or whatever you want to call them are there to, if you want to use your VLC or Widamp or whatever, those are all there on the players. So howdy to y'all out there, and howdy to y'all right here in the chat. And
howdy.
Howdy do. Anyway, in the chat, I see the Moose Girl, of course, and myself. There we got Mr. Benoit and Miss Damn Van Meter. The Rob Works and his mighty Babla. And he's working on some stuff, man. Matt WJ is here.
Babla.
Yes, blah, blah. Matt WJ. I know Kate's around. She was just talking about the hockey stuff.
Yeah.
Who else we got? I see chitting up here. I see me. I saw Rome. Oh, by the way, it's Rome's birthday. Happy birthday, Mr. Rome's.
Happy birthday, Rome's.
Hopefully you had a good one. I know you got your tires and
hopefully
put on that new hybrid vehicle you got.
Yep. Good on you.
Yeah. So,
that's a good birthday present for yourself.
Yeah, or, you know, for the wife, so you can have the van.
Or the family.
Yeah, so you can have the van to yourself.
The fam.
You know,
right, the fam.
The fam. Anyway, yep. So welcome to everybody else I didn't mention, because I didn't see any, see, Ben, you're not putting the...
You need to do this part. You need to do that part.
Yes, yes.
That would be helpful anyway.
Well, it would be helpful.
Put the title of the song, like, even though it's redundant because it pulls the title of the song, it doesn't automatically do it anymore like it used to.
Yeah.
So Grim can't tell what it is. He just sees a link. He doesn't see, like, what the song is unless you, like, type it out.
Yeah. Thanks, Ben.
He had to update it, and it was just, yeah. Anyway.
Oh,
it used
Don
to be better, but now it's sucky, so now you have to do that.
Eh, well, whatever. It is what it is.
Whatever. It still works.
It works just fine. All
right,
so Donna says, tomorrow will be 13 years when the four Brown supporters were raided and arrested. This will be the first in all those years that all four are free, man. And hopefully, on the 29th, that will be released. Hopefully.
I hope so, Donna.
Yep. Yep.
I know. I gotta say, I don't know a lot about
Edney Lane Brown. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, okay.
I've heard of them, but I really don't know. Like, I haven't researched a ton into the story, but
well, they were IRS tax protesters, if that's the way you want to phrase it. But
oh, okay.
Donna knows every detail
there.
Yeah,
I've seen her type a lot of stuff. I looked them up.
Yeah.
I don't know, a while ago.
It just shows the tyranny, you know.
Yeah.
Of the government, the IRS, even if they're
right.
Not, even if the IRS is not really part of the government.
Right. Oh, my God. 35 years for an anti-tax standoff, which, what kind of tax is what? Was it income tax?
I
don't know enough about the story.
Yeah.
They had a
house and some property and they came, the government came busting in and.
Okay, so if it was income tax, all right. The thing about income tax, it's not in the Constitution.
It's not a thing
you have to do. It's just supposed to be voluntary. Okay.
Right.
But since the government likes to control businesses, they make businesses make their employees pay the income. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you can't get a regular job unless you fill out the goddamn paperwork to
right.
take taxes out of your check.
Right.
Right? And that unless you don't do that, you need to be, like, working outside of the government. You know what I mean? Outside of that paperwork somehow.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Well, you know, even if you
like
put...
Like trade or barter or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, even if you put down that you're exempt and your employer...
Right.
And
which
your,
I do that. I do. I put exempt on my
And your employer accepts it. They still take out SSI and FICA.
They do. And Medicare.
They take SSI
and Medicare.
Well, that's FICA. So.
They take out Social Security and the FICA. Yep.
Yeah. So...
So you can't avoid all of it, but you can avoid some of it.
Yeah.
And I think, to me, everyone's exempt. If you read the fucking definition...
Right, unless you're a company...
Pretty much everyone's exempt, you know?
unless you are a company, you're exempt.
Right.
Right.
Unless you're a business, you are exempt.
Right.
And most people don't know that. They just think they have to claim one or two or... But you know, people aren't told... certain things purposely. People think income tax is a law. They think it's something we have to do.
Yeah.
And they are so wrong in that because it's not in the Constitution that we have to pay income tax.
No.
Okay? It is not.
No. Anyway, but...
How can they... I mean, this is the U.S. government, not you. I caught myself. This is the U.S. government... coming down these people and using them as an example, like, see what happens when you don't pay your income tax?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, look at
you know what I mean?
They got Larkin Rose, you know.
They got that actor. Who was that actor?
I don't know.
He was...
Wesley Snipes?
His name now.
Wesley Snipes?
Wesley Snipes. That's what they got him on. He did, like, 7 years in prison, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, Donna, Wesley Snipes. I mean, right, Rob? It's theft, okay? It is total theft.
Yep.
Yeah, they did it to a lot. They've done it to a lot of people, Donna. They come down on people. Yeah, they all lost, dude. The government wins always in these cases. Even though it's unconstitutional and illegal, it's not... mandatory that you have to pay income tax. It is not.
Well, he is now, Woody. He's definitely up on his...
Is he listening? I don't know if he's listening. Whatever.
No, I think he is. I guess.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, he was Wesley Snipes did like 7 years in prison, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. They came down on him hard, dude. And they wrecked his career.
Well, not really.
He's
still doing fine.
Yeah, he probably is, but I haven't seen him acting lately.
Well, I don't know. He did all those Blade things and...
That was before, Grimm.
Was it?
Yes.
All right, I don't know.
That was before, dude.
Okay.
Yep. And they do that a lot. Like, if you piss the right person off, they'll bring you up on tax evasion charges. They'll figure out a way to do it.
If you're vocal about it, that's the thing.
Right. Right.
If you're out
too.
There.
If you speak out. Oh, sorry, again.
Yeah, if you're out there and you're vocal about it and people are actually listening to you that these taxes are illegal, they will come and get you. And they will find some way to get you if there's not, if there is no way, they'll create one. So.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, well, that's true, Kate. Some people set themselves up for this. You know, I don't think that's true in all the cases, though. I really don't. I think they do, like, witch hunts and shit.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean? If you're rich and they don't think you're paying enough, they're going to come after your ass.
You betcha.
You know, they'll find a way to do it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah. Well, Martha Stewart, yeah, but they put her at, like, a country club prison.
Why? But that was a totally different deal on Martha
Stewart.
Totally
different deal, yeah.
That was not about taxes.
Right.
Right, Snipes had all that money that they wanted. And...
Right, exactly, Kate. And he was a black man, and how can this black man have this much money, and he's probably not paying enough taxes, and we better go after him.
I think the only color they care about is green.
That's true.
I don't think black, white, purple.
Right, it doesn't matter that he's black. That, to them, it doesn't matter.
No,
right.
No, it's numbers on a fucking spreadsheet.
Right, it's like if you got enough money, they're gonna, like, you know, I'm sure they did the same to, like, Trump and shit. You know what I mean?
Oh, sure.
They've done it. They've done it to all these rich fuckers.
Yeah.
I mean, they do it. And you know, a lot of times I think what happens is the people just pay it.
And
I'm busted. I can pay it. I can afford it.
And in Snipes' case, I mean, I guess, is it actor considered their own self-employed or?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they're part of the SAG,
That's just a union deal.
The Actors Guild.
Yeah, but I think as far as that, I think they would consider them a business.
Right.
So
they are like self-employed as an actress. You're basically your own boss.
Or they incorporate themselves or whatever.
Yes, correct.
Yeah,
that's what they do. It has to be what they do, I would think. But then you hear about all these like stories. I know Billy Joel comes to mind. He got totally ripped off, dude, by his like manager.
Yeah, well, that's a different
thing,
too.
You know, I mean, that happens all the time, too.
Sure, sure.
You know, they get freaking ripped off.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Right, Rob. If you don't got nothing for them to steal, like, we're talking ultra rich here. We're not talking just the normal person. They don't care about you, you know, and they don't give a fuck.
Right.
Unless you're vocal about it, like the Browns.
Or like Larkin Rose.
Or Larkin Rose, or, you know, that are not celebrities, really. They're not Hollywood actors or actresses, okay?
Right.
They're like you and me, okay?
But if you make a big noise that this stuff's illegal, then they'll come get you.
And how long ago was this? 2007, dude. They've been in prison for 13 years already.
Yeah.
Enough is enough, okay?
Right.
Same with fucking, and this is a totally different subject, but Leonard Peltier.
Okay.
You know, he's been in prison, federal prison, since the 70s.
Yeah.
I mean, unjustifiably. He didn't get a fair trial. You know what I mean? And they won't even look at him anymore. They just let him rot away.
Who's that?
You know?
Who's that shift guy? I think he's, I can't remember his first name.
Peter?
Might have been Peter. Peter Schiff. Anyway, whatever. He was rotten there for a long time. I'm not sure if he still is. Irwin.
Kate says it's Irwin Schiff.
And Donna.
Well, yeah, there's several examples.
And then he's been rotten there how long now? 40, 50 years? I don't know.
Yeah, there's several examples of people.
He might be dead now. I don't know.
Yeah, no shit, Jay Dredd.
Okay,
it's
because
of the Internal Revenue Service. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, right.
No, it's not part of the government. It's part of the people that run the government, that own the government. It's an agency of the Federal Reserve. Right, he was the father.
Oh, he was Peter's father. Okay.
They're the collection agency of the Federal Reserve is what they are. So.
Yes. And I don't know about you, but if you can't see that something's fucked up about all that, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, that's all fucked up, dude. That's all fucked up.
Right. He died in prison, so.
Nah. That's messed up.
Anyway.
I know.
So it's 19 years since the big false flag 9/11 thing.
Right. I remember what I was doing. I remember exactly where I was and what I was doing.
Yeah, I do too.
My boys were 18 months old, and I was, you know, I had to get up early because they got up early, so I had to feed them, you know, and turn the TV on. I'm like, first thing I see is a fucking one of the World Trade Center buildings with smoke billowing out of it. I'm like, what the fuck's going on here?
Right.
You know, and then it was just like glued to the TV, and you're watching this thing unfold, and you're just like numb. You're just like, what the fuck?
Yep.
You know, I just remember feeling like, what the fuck is going on? You know what I mean?
Yeah, oh, sure, absolutely.
I mean, I was like, initially, you know what I mean? I was like, oh my God, you know?
Yeah. Yep, I remember a friend, I was sleeping, and a friend mm-hmm. called me and said, hey, you know what's going on? I'm like, sleeping. And they said, well, go turn your TV on. There's big stuff happening out there in New York. Yeah, I was.
Were you in San Diego then?
Northern San Diego County in Oceanside.
Okay.
In Oceanside, yeah.
Rob said he was in San Diego too.
Yeah. Well, he was probably in the military.
Oh, yeah, okay.
No, I don't know. He was probably military long before that.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't work that day because I had a part-time job because the boys were 18 months. And I remember feeling like, what the fuck is going on? And, oh, my God, I have two 18-month-old kids. What the hell? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it was just surreal and eerie and just like, it was just a weird, a mixed emotion thing.
Yeah.
When it first happened, you didn't know what the hell was going on. You didn't know if it was just New York or if, you know what I mean? You just didn't know.
Right.
And you're just watching it unfold.
I
had NBC on. It was the Today Show, and they cut into this, you know, right when it happened. They cut into it.
It looked real. I mean, it appeared to be real.
It did at first, yeah, you know.
So anyway.
Yeah, and, you know, people are still believe the scenario, but if you believe the government's version of it, then you didn't research it at all. You just ate up what they said.
Yeah, right.
But that's not how it went down.
Yeah.
Most people know that by now.
I would think so,
I would think, but I think there's still a lot of people who are like, oh, no.
You know, I think really, in reality, most people don't even know about Building 7.
Right, they know. Like, one of the best memes I saw today was, WTC-7 didn't kill itself. That was one of the best ones I saw today. I mean, seriously, because they had that Silverstein dude or whatever on camera saying, pull it. So, you know, all the buildings were laced with explosives, okay?
Yeah.
And it wasn't just regular explosives. It was thermite.
Right.
Go ahead, Graham.
Oh, I saw a meme on there today. It's George Bush as Dr. Evil from Austin Powers.
Oh, yeah.
and he's got his hands up like the air quotes saying, office fires.
Right.
Office fires.
Yeah, exactly. And if you watch any footage of other buildings that are built similar,
yeah.
They don't come down like that.
No, they don't. Oh, yeah, I know.
They do not.
I saw another meme showing four different buildings all being controlled demolitions.
Right. Oh, yeah. And then if you look at some of the footage, like if you go back in the archives and look at some of the old videos, you can see the flashes. You can see
absolutely.
The orange flash of the bomb, of the explosives going off.
On Towers 1 and 2, sure.
Yeah, you can see that.
Yeah.
Yep. So you know they did the same thing with Building 7. And actually, well, see, you can't really say which building was more important because you can't put a price on human life. But they wanted Building 7 down for a reason. Because there was fucking documents in there that they did not want. They wanted destroyed.
Right.
Building 7 contained documents that they did not want exposed. That's why they laced that building, too. even though there was probably no one in there at the time.
That's why
it wasn't who was in there, it's what was in there.
That's why Silverstein said, pull it.
He said, pull it.
Right.
And that's on camera.
And that is construction,
yep,
destruction code for bring it down.
Blow it the fuck up.
Bring it down, yep.
Yep.
So, anyway.
So, yeah, I mean, because it was weird. Building 7 was weird. Because it was so later on.
Right.
You know, it was like all of a sudden we're dealing with all this World Trade Center shit, the two towers. And then, like, 4 hours or 3 hours later or whatever it was, oh, another building just came down.
Yeah.
And they knew it wasn't because of a plane, right? And they didn't know what the fuck. They're like, well, we don't know why that building came down. We didn't see any planes fly into it or anything. So they were all, the news media was all fucked up.
Then there was also that I think she was a British reporter. And
mm-hmm.
she's on there talking, saying, oh, yeah, Building 7 came down, and then they cut away from her real quick. And then a few minutes later or something, they go back to the building as it's collapsing. And then,
that's right, Rob. No, Rob said BBC announced it earlier
that
was
one.
Another telltale sign. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's like, how obvious can you guys be?
Yeah.
Come on now.
So there's a huge false flag.
Inside job, totally.
Well, it's in order to push through all that Patriot Act shit and eliminate,
right.
You know, any kind of privacy that
and
you might
touch. And an excuse to go to war with a country.
Oh, yeah, or with several countries.
Yes.
We're
like, we're going to get these terrorists that attack our country.
To start the never-ending war on terror.
Right, that they're still going on.
Well, it's
19, 20 years later.
Yeah, you can't defeat terror. It's not a person.
Right,
it's not a place. It's a thing. It's an idea. There is no defeating terror. Just like the war.
And that thing in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I mean, I think that was all recorded. Those phone calls that were made.
Well, they obviously weren't real. Because cell phones at that point in time in that area did not work.
19 years ago.
They did not work up there in the air like that.
Right. It wasn't like it is now with cell phones.
Yeah.
In the air even. You know, and I don't even think they're great today in the air.
I don't know.
I haven't been on a plane for fucking a very long time.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you.
So I don't know. But people, this was 19 years ago.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
It wasn't like modern day, like times with the cell phones and shit.
No, there was no smartphones or anything like that back then.
No, this was before that.
You had your little flip phone, if you were lucky.
Right.
And there was not high coverage. It was not even 4G. It was 2G or 3G. Probably 2G at that point.
Right. And that was the thing about the plane crash, too, is there was very little wreckage.
Yeah. It just,
but I mean, they,
well,
they
it's like,
showed
like,
the whole wreckage.
It's like the plane. You know, it's like the
spread out normal.
It's like the plane at the Pentagon. There was no plane.
Yeah, there was no plane that hit the Pentagon.
It just poof, gone, vanished.
Right, but
big
they tried
hole.
To tell you it was a plane, but it wasn't.
And then they showed, oh, here's the motor, but the motor they showed could have never been in the plane that they said crashed into it.
Right,
yeah.
It was like a Photoshop thing.
Bro, no, they brought a motor in and set it down
right,
there.
Right, and set it on the ground there by the Pentagon.
It's like, oh,
they
come
totally
on.
Staged the whole thing. Oh,
yeah,
it was totally staged.
They were doing
construction on the Pentagon at the time, too. And it conveniently hit right where they were doing the construction.
Well, it hit right where the all this accounting stuff that they wanted
right.
to cover up was.
Yeah.
And not to mention the $2 trillion that disappeared a couple days ahead of time.
We can't find it. It must have burnt up or blew up in the fucking,
right.
You know.
How
much was it?
$2
trillion. Oh, yeah. We misplaced $2 trillion.
Right.
What? What? Yeah, okay.
Right. And Silverstein just happened to buy the insurance on that building, you know.
Right.
$2.3 trillion. Excuse me.
And
I leave off $300 billion.
He was watching it from a hotel in New York City. He was watching the whole thing happen.
Right.
Silverstein. He was right there watching it go down. in New York City. He had the front window to watch this whole thing go down. His whole creation. He was right there watching it all.
Yeah.
In New York City. That's why he said pull it.
Yeah.
Because they needed seven to come down too. I think they thought seven would come down just on its own, but they knew it was explosives just like the other two.
Yeah, who knows what they whatever, but
and the Bin Laden family was in D.C.
meeting with George H.W. Bush at the time.
Right, and they flew them out when all other air traffic was halted except for the Bin Ladens.
Right, yeah.
They were able to fly out of here.
They were protecting the Saudis at all costs because...
Yes.
Yeah, and you know, you saw what happened to the price of oil after 9/11.
Right.
It skyrocketed.
Yeah, it did.
And so,
it made a lot of people a lot of fucking money, dude.
Especially the Saudis.
Yep. Yes, it did. And people are like, oh no. Today they'll still say, oh no, we'll never forget.
Yeah.
The lives lost. And,
you won't remember correctly.
You know,
you'll just never forget.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And it's Larry Silverstein. That's the piece of shit. Look him up.
He's one of the pieces. One of
he's
the many
one of
pieces
them.
Of shit.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah. So, and Bush knew about it. That's why they had him reading the fucking book to little school kids that day to act like he was out doing presidential shit.
Right.
See, I'm such a caring president. I'm reading to school children. And so, like, he knew exactly what was going down.
Oh, absolutely.
They all knew.
And even after the guy came in and told him, hey, this happened.
Right.
He was like, all right, well, I got to finish reading this book here to these kids.
Yeah, because he knew. He gives a look like, okay. And then also certain companies within those towers told their employees to stay home that day.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Most of
them. So,
I mean, that building should have had 50,000 people in it, not 3,000.
Right. Exactly. So a bunch of companies said, oh, don't come into work that day.
Right.
I believe it was a Tuesday. So
it was
on
Monday,
they said... Call in sick tomorrow.
Yeah.
They said, call in sick. Don't come to work tomorrow. And so a bunch of people did not go to work.
Right.
And so of the 3,000 people, which, Graham, the 3,000 isn't just people that were in those buildings. The 3,000 incorporates the cops, the first responders, the firefighters that showed up and went in there when it was still on fire before it fucking collapsed, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep, Tuesday.
They took out all those first responders that responded initially. They knew that would happen. They knew that all these cops and firefighters were going to show up to the scene.
Yeah.
They knew that. Nice, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, we're going to send them to the building while it's burning. Little do they know, it's going to explode and collapse
right.
into ash.
Exactly.
Right. So... Nice, right?
Oh, beautiful.
Little added touch there.
Sure.
You know, let's kill our cops and our firefighters in New York City. Let's kill
and
a
then,
bunch
then,
of them.
And then after that, they started to call them first responders. And they call them that to
right.
this day, even though they're not
yes.
often the first ones there. Anyway,
exactly.
Let's play some music here.
All right, let's do that,
and
we'll be back with some more.
Chitter chatter.
Enjoy.
This is Joe Walsh.
All right.
Oh, man, Leo, what the hell are you doing? All right, Leo Maraccioli there with his newest cover. She drives me crazy to find young cannibals there. Came out today. So before that, we had... Summertime with Billy Strings and Marcus King. And we kicked it off with Joe Walsh doing Rocky Mountain Way. Oh, man, that guy's crazy. I tell you. you with me, Moose?
I am.
You am.
I is.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just want to touch base on the wildfires. Hang on a second. Being set purposely, most of them, by Antifa fucks. And I'm sorry, but people are dying, okay? And once you start killing people, you lost me, dude. You fuck off.
They
fuck
never.
off. You don't got a right to fucking burn other people's shit, start fires, kill people because of your cause, okay? If your fire caused somebody to die, guess what? You're a fucking murderer.
And you don't even know what the hell your own cause is, so.
Right. You're a fucking murderer. If you're setting fires because you believe in your cause so much that you think you've got a right to kill somebody, you need to fuck the fuck off, dude. Whoever the fuck.
Yeah.
I'm done. I'm sorry.
It's not even
I'm not
like,
sorry.
You know,
actually, I'm not fucking sorry.
It's not even targeted. It's just random. Just killed
right.
whoever randomly.
Right. You got no right to do that. No one does.
Nobody does.
No one has a right to fucking, I'm going to burn your shit because of my cause.
Right.
You know, who the, you're a fucking murderer. Okay. At least 10 people are dead. Okay. And way more than that, I've lost everything they fucking own.
Fuck the fuck off, right. Fucking fuck the fuck off.
Right. Fuck the fuck off. Seriously, you people are out of fucking control, and you're fucking mentally ill, okay?
Right.
If you're setting fires, that means you're fucked up in the head, you're a goddamn arsonist, and you're a goddamn murderer, and there ain't no two ways about it, okay?
Well, hell, going down, up and down the street, lighting building, or businesses on fire.
What the fuck is up with that shit? You're mentally fucking ill, okay?
You
you're
know,
burning people's shit? How dare you? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Come on, now.
That's better than Greta. How dare you?
I'm not no fucking Greta.
No, you're not.
No, I ain't. But, you know,
All right. Anyway, just before we go on, I just want to post this link.
Okay.
This has all of the information that you really need. Well, not necessarily all of it. But a good cross reference of information on 9/11. It's on Global Research. The stuff.
Oh, I've heard about this site. That's a good site.
Oh, it is. It's a really good site.
Yeah.
Anyway, this article's been bounced around since September 12th, 2001.
Right.
So
the day after it happened.
Yeah. So you can dig in and see where true free thinkers were at that point in time, understanding
right.
that. The shit that you were being fed.
A bunch of bullshit.
Was a bunch of bullshit. So,
right.
Anyway, it's a really good article. The link will be in the blog, but we've talked enough about September 11th in the first segment there, so we don't need to cover it more. But I definitely suggest reading through that article if you have any doubt at all about the fact that this was a total false flag.
No kidding.
Yeah. So, and like I said, this is the day after. This is before all the information came
right,
in.
Right. Exactly. Right. The box cutters, Rob. That was initial. It was initial when they said box cutters. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
They took over as playing with fucking box cutters. Come on, box cutter. What else? What's the utility knife? Some people call them box cutters, but basically it's called a utility knife. You know those ones you cut carpet with and shit. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, I have several
like,
of them.
Like, you can't fend off that?
No, it's like...
Come on.
It's like
once it hits your jugular, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah, it's like a one-inch blade, you know.
Right. It's a little tiny blade.
When it's fully extended, it's like about 1 inch, so...
Like, yeah. You know, it's like, come on now. Box cutters.
Anyway, like I said, I didn't really want to get into talking about it too much since we talked about all that.
Aren't box cutters metal?
Yeah.
Didn't they, like, screen for metal before 911?
Sure, they had metal detectors.
How the fuck did they get, you know, come on now. Come on, people. Think. Think. Use your brain and think.
Yeah. Anyway, just some reference information there. Because, you know, sometimes you still have to argue with people about them being idiots and thinking the government was telling the truth ever about anything, which they don't
right.
ever.
They are sharp, man, but fuck, they're an inch long. It's not like someone's in there with a goddamn machete, a blade big enough to chop off heads or something.
Yeah.
Come on. Little utility knives. Oh, yeah, we're going to hijack a plane with little utility knives. Okay. Yeah. Right.
Well,
yeah, come on.
Well, what about later on the shoe bomber guy It's like, oh,
right.
Come,
oh
on.
Come on.
And that was just so that they could further invade your
was
privacy.
Was that like a year or two later, or was that further on? How long after 9/11 did that happen?
I think it was
10 years.
I think it was a couple years.
Oh, a couple years. Okay.
Yeah.
See, I
oh, yeah,
have time.
He had bombs in his shoes.
Yeah, the like, older oh. you get, like, the more shit just blends together.
And what about the
yeah,
the,
you can't, like, remember shit, but you
the,
don't know
that's
exactly
right. The underwear bomber guy.
Oh, yeah, the underwear. He was before a shoe bomber, right? Or was
I,
he after?
I don't know.
I think they call him the underroo bomber.
The diaper bomber.
Remember those underwear underroos?
Diaper bomber.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, just totally ridiculous shit. And that
yeah.
was to get you from to stop bringing liquids on the planes.
I hope she's okay, Donna.
What,
I'm praying for everybody. I'm sending good vibes constantly.
Okay,
we have some friends that live in Oregon too, from the chat, and we
okay,
yeah they need to be safe.
We'll get back to it. Let me read what Donna had to say here.
Okay, sorry about that.
My medicine woman lives up there, mm-hmm. Colton, Oregon. There are lots of people, medicine people fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Which means people all over this country are fucked and have medical
yep.
issues, or that have medical issues, like herself. Mm-hmm. So it will be a seizure fest because of some pieces of shit, the Antifa and BLM people.
Right, right.
Most worried about the little kids that depend on the oils. Yeah, that for sure. Tori Vicky, right, I'm back from my little trip up to the mountain home. While I was out, I caught looters with a hockey-like mask. Hanging from his mirror
great.
And the gas can in the back. Spoken with the sheriff and provided pictures.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and of course there's some of them doing that.
Yes.
Then of course we've also seen the directed energy weapons
right.
Coming
and
down.
I think it's a coordinated attack. I really do. I think it's a coordinated attack. It's a planned attack. They take advantage because California is known to have wildfires in the spring, wildfires in the fall, and they know it's really dry there.
Right. Well,
and,
I mean,
you know, just, and the people that if one of them was truly started by a gender reveal party, you fucking dumb fucks. Okay.
No shit.
Come on now, really.
No shit. Well,
get a brain,
you know,
dude.
Just look back
people.
At the just look at the back of the Paradise Fire and what happened there.
Right,
last year.
In California.
Yeah, last
yep.
year. Were they
it was weird because, seriously, houses were burned, but the mailbox in front of the house was fine.
Right, and all the trees around it were fine. And
right.
the
so
grass.
How, you know it's directed if it's that precise, where the house burns down but not the mailbox, that's
right.
50 feet away from the house or 25 feet away from the house.
Exactly.
How the fuck? And we talked about this last year. I remember it, Grim. I remember
sure.
talking about these fires.
Yeah.
And saying the same exact stuff we're saying today.
Yeah.
They were directed energy weapon. DEW. Look it up. Look it the fuck up. Also, look up Dark Winter.
Yeah.
Dark Winter refers to a scenario that they tested out because they're famous for doing these simulations, right?
Right.
Like Event 201 before the pandemic.
Right.
They did, in October of 2019, they did Event 201, which was a simulated biological agent attack or whatever you want to fucking call it, epidemic, pandemic, plandemic. They tested it out before they went live with it.
Sure.
Also, in 2001, I believe it was, interesting year for them to do this. I'll look it up quick. They verify that year. I'm pretty sure. It might have been 2007. Let me check. Anyway, they did the same thing. A simulation. Okay? And they're famous for doing this.
Right.
And it was June 22nd, 2001, which was before 9/11/2001.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Anyway, this is what they do. They test this shit out. Okay?
Sure.
Before they go live with it. It's just like, think about your, you know, a web page, right? Let's say you already have a web page and you're going to revamp it or something, right?
Okay.
Or upgrade it.
Right.
So you test it out before you go live with it, right,
absolutely.
Grim?
Absolutely.
And so, especially if it's like a system that you need where people, you know what I mean? You got to, like, upgrade it. You know what I mean? And then you got to test it before you go live. And that's exactly what they're doing.
Right.
And that's what they've been doing for a very long time. They fucking dosed soldiers with LSD, dude. Okay? They would pull people up. They would pull the GIs out of the fucking line and say, you're going to do a test with us. And they dose them with LSD. And film their reaction. Well, then they started taking just regular people off the street and doing that.
Yep.
And there is footage out there. Just look up CIA LSD experiment, and you'll come up with a whole bunch of shit. Okay?
Sure.
So this is how they do shit. They use us as fucking guinea pigs, the people, right?
Right.
And the military guys, the reason they were able to get away with it when they first started doing it, we're talking the late 50s, early 60s here. Okay?
Yeah.
They didn't tell them they were doing anything to them. How cruel is that? They could have said, hey, dude, you know, we own your ass, and this is what we're going to do to you, because then you have no choice, but we're doing this to you. But just to let you know, we dosed you with a hallucinogenic drug, dude. You know what I mean? Like, give them a heads up before the trip hits. Say, oh, by the way, that water you just drank, it contained LSD.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean? I mean, but they didn't want to freak these people out, so they just fucking, oh, I know they did, Rob. They did all kinds of experiments with LSD back in the day. Late, and people didn't know what the fuck was happening, dude.
Yeah.
They really did not know. Anyway, here is a link. Did I post that link? Yeah, I did.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go. Dark Winter. Also, if you're into this kind of thing, these simulations that the U.S. government goes through, and I don't think it's just the U.S. Other countries probably do this too, but I know for sure the U.S. does it. Look up Atlantic Storm, Operation Atlantic Storm.
Well, let me read this paragraph here.
Okay, sure.
From your article.
Okay.
Okay. It says, in fact, by one count, there have been no less than 4 separate U.S. simulations that prefigured the events that unfolded in central China in January of this year. In 2005, Atlantic Storm, organized by the biosecurity at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, simulated an international outbreak of smallpox pandemic,
right,
as opposed to the domestic smallpox terrorism that's stipulated by Dark Winter. The SPARS pandemic, 2025 through 2028, conducted in 2017, tested medical responses for the outbreak of a novel coronavirus in St. Paul, Minnesota. Clade,
yeah.
Clade X, C-L-A-D-E-X.
In my town. St. Paul. I'm from Minnesota, dude. I'm from Minneapolis, which is right next door to St. Paul, dude.
Yep. So anyway, Clade X, hosted by Johns Hopkins University Center for Health Security in 2018, proposed a worldwide coronavirus outbreak with no vaccine, and which, accordingly to Tom Inglesby, the center's director, was designed to provide experiential learning for Trump administration officials. And in October 2019, Event 201 presented the exercise that started with an outbreak of novel coronavirus, a high-impact respiratory pathogen pandemic, and its designers premised, that spread globally and that presciently forecast COVID-19. So you see there, once again, Johns Hopkins right in the center of all this nonsense.
Yeah, Johns Hopkins. You guys, they come across like they're like this humanitarian like hospital, and they're like doing such good for the country, but they're behind all of this.
Well, they're
like,
they're,
you guys,
they're,
you need to research them, like, seriously.
They may not be behind it, but they are intimately involved.
They are involved, right. The government hires them to do this, their dirty work, basically.
Yep, and they
they'll release articles saying shit, you know what I mean?
What?
Like, oh, we're transparent. It's like, no, you're not. You're clandestine. They look up that word, clandestine. It's done behind the scenes.
Or just,
okay?
Just go with the opposite of panda, transparent, which is opaque.
Exactly. Exactly, Rob. Yep. I mean, and you know, the U.S., the government's, the records are out there, okay? And not just with the pandemic shit and the cult shit and the LSD shit, but also the fucking alien stuff and the UFO stuff that they've been keeping from us for fucking generations, dude.
Yeah.
When people have seen these goddamn UFOs, they've seen them.
Oh, they see them every
day. They've seen ETs looking in their goddamn windows, dude. You know what I mean? And they're just deemed as crazy. Oh, you didn't really see that. That was a shooting star, or that was a planet, or that was, you know what I mean? They just blow it up. They've been keeping us in the dark for this ET stuff, extraterrestrials and UFOs and shit. They've been keeping us totally in the dark since the goddamn, before Roswell.
Sure.
Roswell was 47, okay?
Yeah.
So they've known about this shit before that. You know, and yet
right.
We trust them. You trust them? Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Lying fucks?
Yeah,
really?
Not so much.
On now.
Not so much.
Right. I mean, all you have to do is scratch a little bit of the surface and do a little bit of digging, and you'll see all this stuff. You'll find all this information out. I mean, aliens are mentioned in the Bible, dude. Okay? People will be like, they have not, that don't know. They'll be like, oh, that's not true.
Yeah.
That's not in the Bible. You want to fucking bet? Look it up. It's in the fucking Bible. Okay?
Right.
I mean, come on, people.
Okay, I'm going to...
Think outside the box. No, dare to think for your goddamn self instead of just eating up with some talking head and some fucking chill news site has to say.
Absolutely.
Do your own goddamn research. Look this shit up.
Well, just
you
understand.
Know, instead of just going, oh, no, that's not true, and being ignorant, why don't you just take some time out, you know, and look some of this shit up. I'm not pulling this shit out of my ass.
Which I'm glad to know.
Right. I learned a lot of this shit from listening and researching and listening to other podcast people like Clyde Lewis.
Yeah.
And Hale and everybody. You know,
sure.
I mean, get off your lazy ass. Start using your goddamn brain.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, seriously, people are like, oh, well, I believe what the news says.
All right,
like,
well, if you believe that,
okay,
then...
why don't you try using your own goddamn brain cells for a change?
Well, it was on CNN. Oh, anyway.
Yeah, okay.
All right, I'm going to post a link in there in the chat, and
okay.
I'll put the video into the post-show blog. It's really good, but it's very dry information because
right.
He's going through
a lot of it is, but, it, you know, still, it's not going to be all fucking like a movie.
All right, anyway, this is put up here by Jeffrey Tucker on AIER.org. It's the clearest and best video explanation of the virus, the lockdowns, and the impact. And this guy breaks it down. I don't know who the guy is. His name. He's some scientist. Let's see here. That breaks down this information. Ivor Cummins is his name. I'll put the video. I'll embed the video into the blog tomorrow. And I'll put the link to the article, the AIER
cool.
article, in cool. this. But he goes through and he explains to you very clearly the
right.
the total nonsense that we've been dealing with since this all
right.
began.
And I like that site. It's a really good site.
Anyway, he goes through and he explains all of the damage
caused
by first off of the lockdowns
right.
because of. I don't even know what you would call it. It's not really an overreaction by the government. It's a plan. So
it's a plan.
They didn't overreact to an unknown virus. They planned
right.
on doing all this.
Yes,
so anyway,
did.
He goes through and he shows all the numbers, shows that there's nothing left now. There is no virus left at this point in time. It's all gone. But it's all about
symbology with the mask thing and all that shit.
It goes through all, you know, talking about the cases, talking about the economic impact. And this dude's pretty sharp, so it's like a 40-minute video. So take your time and watch through it
right.
Tomorrow
or
whatever. You know, do it right now if you want. That's up to you.
I mean, Grim.
I was just saying, but it's a good article, like I said. The clearest and best video explanation of the virus, the lockdowns, and
cool.
the impact. So, and
like
I,
you say, and you have a show now with Circle, called It's All Connected.
It's all connected.
And it is all connected. Even from the historical back in the day, like, you know, people have so much tunnel vision, they forget about history.
Oh, they
just in the moment. And they just fail to remember all this shit's been done before. All this shit's planned. This isn't coincidental. Because if you know the history of their tactics, you will not, you shouldn't be surprised by this shit.
No, no.
You really shouldn't, because this is what they do.
But that's part of it, part of all of this is...
It's brainwashing.
You can tell somebody today the opposite of what you told them yesterday, and they'll say, because you're an authority, that I'm going to believe what you said today and forget what you said yesterday.
Right. And we give these people that we don't know... You don't know Dr. Fauci personally, okay?
Thankfully.
Who does? We don't know. Look up the history on the motherfucker.
Yeah.
Look it up.
Right.
Like, I dare you to fucking research these goddamn fucks that are telling people what to do. And Fauci said today, oh, well, we might not be over this until the end of 2021. It's like, fuck you. Who are you, dude?
Look, everybody.
He's trying to make money, dude.
Look.
He's just trying to make money.
Look how many people Fauci got killed over the AIDS vaccine.
AIDS thing. Look, research that part of him. He got many people killed. And Gates?
Oh.
Research that one. He's a murderer.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
He's a murderer via the guise of, I'm doing good for people. Like,
right.
He's a total snake oil salesman, dude.
No doubt
about it. Oh, I'm going to give you this to help you. Oh, guess what? People are fucking dying from their shit, that shit you gave them, dude.
Right.
You're a fucking fraud.
Fraudchi. Yep.
Fraudchi. Fuck these people. Fuck them.
Yeah. In the ass.
Seriously? No, don't really. That would be disgusting. They're fucking... I don't even think they're really human. I don't know what the fuck you would fucking if you fucked on them. I don't really want to know.
You didn't let me finish.
Sorry.
In the ass with a bazooka.
Okay.
All right.
No,
okay.
Seriously, people, think for yourself, please. Don't just buy into this rhetoric and this jump on the bandwagon.
Okay.
You make yourself look really ignorant. Like, I'm sorry, but people that do that to me, they're fucking ignorant, dude. They're just buying into this thing.
They're going
for it hook, line, and sinker. They fell for the lie, dude.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
They bought into it hook, line, and sinker. They're fucking, they're like, yeah, dude, I'm going to go set fires in Oregon.
Right.
And kill people.
Well, we're going to listen to a real thinker right here.
Fuck me, dude.
This guy was so far into the future. He was dead several years before Corona rolled out. And
you kill somebody by a fire that you set, that makes you a goddamn arsonist and a fucking murderer.
Yes,
okay?
It does. Okay, let's see what you think about this guy. I know you've all heard it before. Womp. Rolling Stones, doom and gloom. Yeah, it's a great video, great song, man. I dig that. Of the more modern Rolling Stones songs, that's right up there on top of my list. Judas Priest before that with Hellbent for Leather, another entry off of the Epitaph DVD. They just put that out on Tuesday there on the official Judas Priest channel on the YouTubes. And we kicked it off with George Carlin giving you his thoughts on the coronavirus, although he was dead long before coronavirus ever rolled around.
Yeah, but you know what? How true was all that stuff he was saying?
100%.
Yeah, and it applies totally.
Absolutely.
It's like, hell yeah, dude.
So that was a quite good thing. Rob Works posted that video in the chat earlier this week, so I snagged it.
Oh, cool. Nice one, Rob.
I snagged it.
Perfect. So I'm going to post this too, and maybe you want to put it in to the, I don't know if you want to or not.
All right, I'll take
a
look.
In the podcast thing, but Rob posted this and he's talking about something that he calls boat lifted.
Boat lifted. Oh, okay.
And I've never heard that term before, Rob. So interesting. Cool link. Thank you for that.
Yeah, well, he's, you know.
Yeah, that's good to add into our little 911 anniversary show here.
Yeah.
Not that that's what this is, but it is on the anniversary of 911. So
it's a Rome's birthday show.
It is, and it totally fits our subject matter. So thank you for that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, there. Go ahead, Grim.
No, I'm just seeing what you got here.
Okay, there was another conspiracy theory I heard about this week. I'm going to get a hat tip, give a hat tip to Clyde Lewis.
All right.
If you are into Clyde Lewis and you're into the stuff he's into, it's pretty much the same stuff Grim and I talk about. I mean, you know, he might talk about a little bit of different things, but it's basically along the same lines. He does have his own personal site now called aftermath.media. There you can, it's as little as $5 a month, and I think the best one for the monthly is the $10 a month, or there is a yearly option. But it's very good information. I love Clyde Lewis. I've been listening to him for long time.
Right.
Years, 15 years at least. Anyway, he brought up something called the Majestic 12. And
right.
Let me find a better link. This isn't a good link.
They were the hiders of the UFOs.
UFO, and a lot of people don't know about this program, okay?
Oh, okay.
And this started back in 1952, I believe.
Yeah.
And I also found a different good site here, but I'll share that later.
Well, any people that were avid X-Files viewers back in the day know all about Majestic 12.
Okay. So here you go. Here's one link. I don't know. That's like an FBI link. I don't know. I mean,
I'm not putting that in. Don't click on that.
no. Anyway, it's a secret space program that was developed in 1952. And here we go. Oh, that's HuffPost. Here it is.
This is
one of the best sites I've found.
X-Files
right
did things a little bit differently with Majestic 12, but they covered it very well.
There you go. That's a really. I just found this site the other day. Every aliens, everything you want to know.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, they have a lot of content there, dude. I mean, I was like, oh, this site doesn't look right, legit. But seriously, they have so much information there.
Oh yeah, it looks like a 90s site.
Right, but people still contribute to it and everything. So, I mean, I found that, and I also found Fandom, which is a very good site as well.
Yeah.
And you like that site too, Grim.
I do.
And, I mean, like we say, you guys, you know, I mean, when you're wondering about something, and you're wondering if it's real or not, like if you're questioning something about the government or something about, I don't know, anything.
Right.
Do your own research. Like, don't just take other people's word for it. Like, think for yourself. What they want you to do is to be a sheeple. They don't want you to think for yourself. They want you to just go along with what they say.
Yep, take their word for it.
Even though what you see looks different than what they're saying. Like, they're saying one thing, but you're seeing another thing. And you're like, okay, what's really going on here? You know, I mean, to me, that's what I live for. I am an independent fucking person. And I'll be goddamn if I'm going to have someone tell me what to think without me doing some goddamn research on it and shit and making my own decision. Okay? Because I ain't going to just be some follower. That's just never been my deal. You know, I question shit.
She does.
I research shit. You can't just blindly follow. That's so dumb to do that.
But,
Charles Manson said, oh, come follow me down this path, honey. You know, unless he dosed you, which if he dosed you, you probably would do it, you know.
And
knowing what you know about Charles Manson now, you wouldn't go down with the path, you know what I mean?
Right, right. Anyway, since we're on this
Right.
Kind of stuff. Let me just tell you about this article came out this week.
Okay.
Over there on Activist Post. MK Ultra and the CIA's War on the Human Mind. So this is posted up here by Jason Morgan. It says that the CIA has a fearsome reputation. The author and executor of countless coups and political assassinations, the CIA is notorious for waterboarding, extraordinary rendition, regime change, kidnapping, narcotics, smuggling, financing of guerrilla wars, and many other unsavory activities around the world, including against Americans, even inside the US of A. But fearsome does not mean flawless. The CIA has failed at least as often as it has succeeded. And sometimes the failures are so flagrant, such as sending thousands of anti-communist guerrilla fighters behind enemy lines in Korea, Eastern Europe, China, and Southeast Asia during the Cold War, where nearly all of them died. The CIA insiders wryly refer to their organization as clowns in action, which is a
clowns in action. There you go.
That's the CIA insiders talking about them.
Yeah.
So which is it? Which is it? Is the CIA a dastardly menace or a hotbed of horrible mistakes? If Stephen Kinzer's new book, Poisoner in Chief, is any indication, the answer is both. A veteran reporter on foreign conflicts such as those in Rwanda, Guatemala, Nicaragua, and Iran, Kinzer is a former New York Times correspondent, and most famously, the author of the 2006 bestseller, Overthrow, America's Century of Regime Change from Hawaii to Iraq, which, if you don't know how Hawaii wound up as a state, you might want to look that up.
You might want to check into that,
too. In his latest effort, he brings his analytical skills to bear on perhaps the most disturbing CIA project of them all, MKUltra. The top-secret, long-running effort to find a method for controlling the human mind. And we've talked about MKUltra on here tons of times.
Yeah, we have.
So it says here, history's most systematic search for techniques of mind control, Kinzer writes, was a byproduct of World War II. At the end of 1942, a University of Wisconsin...
Oh, great.
Bacteriologist named Ira Baldwin, America's first bio warrior and part-time Quaker preacher. Which
I wonder if Tammy Baldwin, who's a senator.
Which I don't know how you connect bio warrior and Quaker preacher together, but he was
right.
Both.
How do you do that?
So he was loaned to Washington with the blessing of the University of Wisconsin president. In order to set up and run a bioweapons program for the United States, based out of Camp Dietrich in Maryland, the Baldwin Lab cranked out bioweapons for possible use against Allied enemies. In one of Baldwin's bigger projects, shipment of tons of anthrax spores ordered by Winston Churchill for potential use against the Nazis was approved by President Franklin Roosevelt and almost ready for delivery when the Germans surrendered on May 7th, 1945. So, nuke Japan and anthrax Germany. Yeah, you guys.
Yeah.
Wonderful,
nice.
Wonderful. So, for many, even Quaker preachers, World War II cleared away the last of the psychological hurdles against unleashing bioweapons against an enemy. Kinzer's book tells tales of how targeting unsuspecting populations was later justified by the bigger war, the Cold War, which followed the demise of the Third Reich. Anyway, it goes on here further, and it talks about the MKUltra. Just got a little background there that I was giving you on what this, how some of this stuff got started. It's a fairly lengthy article, but good stuff. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we've talked about the MKUltra a lot here. They do talk about the LSD here in the States.
It's a real thing. It really happened. Like, people will be like, oh, no, that didn't happen. They wouldn't do that. Yeah, it did. It happened.
And if you think that big pharma is a new thing? MK Ultra was tasked. Eli Lilly created the LSD for them to use in the MK Ultra. for them to drug full on towns and everything. Here in the U.S.
They're in cohorts, right?
Here in the U.S. without anybody knowing. And then they talk about Ford's VP Nelson Rockefeller and what he was doing, because most people don't even know who Ford's VP was. He was such a doofus, and he wasn't around for very long. So people don't look at that. Oh, there's Rockefeller. Oh, he's a Rockefeller. yeah.
Right. Hello.
So anyway, it's a great article. And I obviously haven't read the book this guy put out, this Kinzer guy, but it's something for you to check out. This article was originally posted over on Mises, but it made its way to Activist Post where I picked it up.
So, oh, okay.
I do not have the creepy cuties. Sorry. Let me tell you about the creepy cuties. This morning.
Oh my God! Let me just say.
This morning, I saw a thing on the Twitter, and it said something about that and what crap it was. But there was a link there with a little video in it, and I watched about 3 seconds of it before I said no, I'm not watching that. And then on my other Twitter account over there in the RL Radio Twitter account,
they suggested it, right?
No. There was a tweet about it, and when you clicked it, this image, a still image opened up, and it showed these like 3 or 4 little girls there, grabbing their crotches, kneeled down on the ground,
porn.
They were looking like they were ready to give blowjobs, and they were grabbing their crotches.
Yeah.
And it was like, this is a kid's program. This is a kid's program? That's supposed to be a kid's program, right?
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
I believe so. I don't know. I personally called Netflix yesterday and today and said, why are you still airing the child porno on your website? It's soft child porn. You should be ashamed of yourself. I will never renew my subscription to your company, and I hope they go out of fucking business.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, seriously, it's in your face this bad. You guys, we need to fucking stop this shit. I don't know what has to happen, but the sexualization of children is ridiculous, and it needs to fucking stop, dude.
Well,
I can't. I just can't deal with that shit. That's just not right.
It's out there and it's in your face. And
yeah, and Netflix, cancel your goddamn Netflix subscription. Seriously, it's not right for anybody, any age, to be watching girls that age dancing like that. Okay? It's not cool. It's not even cool for kids to see it. Because it's sexual dancing, you guys. It's inappropriate for that age group, okay?
Yeah.
Rooskies, I don't know what the fuck that... No, it's Netflix, dude. It's Hollywood. Pedowood. Pedoflix. I don't call Netflix anymore. I call them pedoflix because they're fucking perverted.
Yeah.
Like, I called yesterday and I said, remove that. Do not air this on your site anymore. And it's still there. So I called back today. I'm like, why the hell is that not removed from your site anymore? I got a little bit more pissed off today.
Well, you know, they've got millions.
And I told the guy, I said, I know you're not like the head honcho, but someone needs to fucking send an email or something to that motherfucker to say, get this shit off of our site. We're going to lose a lot of fucking money.
Right. Well, you would think but then...
No, if you keep inundating them with phone calls and shit, yeah, they're not going to like that, dude. They don't like this bad publicity at all. I guarantee you. They're not in a good spot right now. Netflix is not.
Right. Anyway, this was like the one of the biggest breaking news stories I saw all week this week.
All right.
And so I thought I'd share it with you because this really affects what's going on around the world.
Okay.
From WSMV.com, Nashville News 4. A World War II veteran will get his final wish to have juicy fruit-themed casket.
What?
A World War II veteran's wish to have his casket painted to resemble a pack of juicy fruit when he dies has been granted. His name is Suddy Economy, apparently, 94 years old, told his friend Sammy Oakley, president of the Oakley Funeral Service, his last request is to have his casket painted like the iconic yellow Wrigley's Juicy Fruit pack of gum.
Oh, my
when
fucking
he passes.
God. He must have a lot of fucking money.
I guess. So, anyway, so they said that we would do whatever we can to honor the veteran's wish when he called. A family friend for 45 years, Oakley told CNN, that Economy is a unique and patriotic individual known famously through Roanoke, Virginia community for handing out juicy fruit gums to everyone he meets. So he was admitted to Salem Veterans Medical Center 3 weeks ago due to a heart condition. A week later, he was moved to Virginia's Veterans Care Clinic, whatever, where his health is improving. Anyway, whatever. He wants to be buried in a pack of juicy fruit. So I don't know. I just saw it.
What the fuck?
I saw it.
Okay, so here is this video that I want everyone to see. I watched this, and I don't know how many people are aware of this. I know me and Java Doctor were talking about it yesterday in the chat.
Okay.
So what's happening, or what has happened during this lockdown, is all the schools and all other public places are being quote unquote upgraded. Their Wi-Fi is being upgraded, right?
Right.
To 5G or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, another theory is that it's not just that. It's an EMF. There's an EMF system that's been weaponized in these Wi-Fi systems, okay? If you watch that video, it's kind of long, so like watch it at a different time. It's 30 minutes, but you'll see actual footage of kids that have been going back to school, and there's all these mysterious illnesses. And we're talking, they start having seizures, they start having nosebleeds, they start feeling disoriented. No, EMF, electromagnetic field. We call them EMF or EMP, electromagnetic pulse. So anyway, what I'm saying is we don't know the half of it when it comes to this shit. Okay?
Right. Well, you know, part of the cause on that as well as the EMF is the freaking masks. They have to wear their freaking masks all day.
It's the school.
Yeah.
At the school all day long.
And so they're breathing their own shit in all day long.
Not healthy.
No.
Right?
And a lot of them are coming down with bacterial infections around their
mouth, their face, and everything because
the mask area.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that stuff's nasty, and these kids wear, you know, they're wearing the same mask day after day, week after week.
Right. And they're not washing it, you know.
And they swap them, you know, back and forth between
right.
each other.
And it's like, you know what? It's a psyop at this point, people. If you can't see that, I don't know what to say, but. They're wanting to make you sick because they want to inhibit your breathing process. And people will be like, oh, you're just a conspiracy theorist. It's like, no. I'm a realist, dude. I know I'm supposed to just breathe in and out normally without something covering my goddamn face.
Well, let me just say this.
You know? Come on now.
Let me just say this. Anybody out there that at this point in time still thinks that conspiracy theorists are wacko or crazy, are out of their mind. Look at the world. Look what's going on. You don't
right.
think all these things that we've been preaching about for years,
yeah.
these conspiracy theories are going on. They're right in your face. If you can't see it, that the government is lying to you, the media is lying to you. They have been all along. They've been doing all these nasty things, and you want to go ahead and call us conspiracy theorists? That's fine.
Go ahead.
But to think that we're
wrong—you're the one that's ignorant.
To think that we're wrong.
Right.
Oh.
Okay, so ELF is a different thing than EMP, okay? ELF is extremely low frequency. They got that site up in Clam Lake up there in northern Wisconsin. But it's not the same exact thing. The EMP, though, now they're putting it into the Wi-Fi, and they've weaponized the Wi-Fi.
There's a lot
of
EMF.
They can do a pulse in a certain area. Like, okay, so there was like a classroom of kids in a gym. And they all came down with mysterious illness. They all had to leave the building and get sent home and go to the hospital, some of them, because they were getting nosebleeds, they were disoriented, they were having problems breathing, and the school found nothing wrong.
Right.
But they didn't check the Wi-Fi.
Oh, of course
they checked for mold, they checked the food, they checked blah, blah, blah. And, oh, it's mysterious. And parents are like, what the fuck? I'm not sending my kid some school that's got some mysterious illness going on.
Yeah.
Give me a fucking break. Oh, it's unexplained. We don't know. But yeah, keep sending your kids back here.
Right.
Like, fuck you. And the one school that had happened, it was in like a lower income neighborhood. You know what I mean? That's who they target first, dude.
The expendables.
They target us. The lower people. They don't target their friends that have all the money and shit.
Right.
If you guys can't see this, I don't know. I don't know what to say. It's just like, fuck, come on.
Yeah.
You know, you're following these fucking rich fucks. You're believing them people.
Something wrong with you.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on now. They're not real. They're murderers. They're assholes. They're scumbags. They'll do whatever to make money, dude. They'll kill people to make fucking money.
No, they'll die rich, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you're supporting these fucks? Come on.
Yeah. All right, we're going to do another music set here.
All right, let's do that.
And this is a fairly lengthy set, but we'll...
That's all right.
You'll enjoy it.
It's fucking... Music is the best thing during these times. I mean, I
absolutely
don't know. It helps me. So.
If it weren't for music...
Yeah, I'd be dead, dude.
Crazy, at least, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
All right, this is the Gibson Brothers.
But they're trying to kill music.
Yeah, well, they're not going to.
Two.
Can't.
Yeah, they fucking
can't.
Fuck them. Right. They're not killing that.
All right, this is the Gibson Brothers and Friends. Very nice, ladies. Very nice. Larkin Poe doing an original there, Mad as a Hatter. So, it's good stuff. That was a Chloe request, by the way. Hey, Chloe! Yeah, it's a Chloe request. Before that, The Doors with L.A. Woman. I think we played that song last week, but we played it again because it was another request in there from Moose Girl. We played it last week, too. I'm sure. Might have been the week before. I don't know. Weeks kind of run together these days. Anyway, we kicked it off with a little help from my friends. Cover by the Gibson Brothers and Friends. Yes, Del McCurry and his crew were there.
Sierra Hall,
Rob McCurry, Alan Bartman, Justin Moses, Jason Carter, Cody Kilby. Just all kinds of people there.
Really good stuff.
Yeah. It's a nice rendition of the old Beatles tune.
And it applies today. Those lyrics apply today.
Well, they always apply.
Right.
You always, you know, a little help from your friends is always a bonus.
Yep.
And so, you know, except for me.
Okay, so... I don't know. I'm not always, I don't always believe in petitions.
Well, yeah, just go ahead and sign that one. Mention it. Talk about it.
But I did sign this one. the petition to remove cuties from Netflix and charge them with distribution and exploiting minors. And that's change. I can't talk really well right now. Change.org. And I signed it. I mean, I'm not always, you know, I've called them 2 days in a row. I'm going to call them again tomorrow. I'm going to keep calling Netflix and complaining about this until they remove it.
And go ahead, tell them, yeah, I signed the petition. I'm going to get you guys busted.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, this is ridiculous. You cannot, like, people, like, two of the reasons for signing, people recommended. 11-year-olds don't need to be sexualized, and another person said this is disgusting. And it is. And I don't care what excuse Netflix gives you. Well, it's a kid's movie. Even if it's a kid's movie, it's inappropriate.
Right. You're training kids to be little whores, I guess. I don't know.
Yes. You're sexualizing children, and that is just not cool. Okay?
Yeah.
And when the first time I called, I said, Netflix should be ashamed of themselves for having soft porn on their website, or child porn, I said.
Right.
I said, it's disgusting, it's soft child porn, you need to get it off your website. You know, and I said, I will not be renewing my subscription ever again to Netflix. And I hope... Tonight, I said, the last thing before I hung up, I said, I hope Netflix goes out of business. Thank you, and then I hung up.
There you go.
Yeah, because I'm not going to harass them. I'll just call once a day, okay?
Yeah.
And I signed the petition now, so I feel good about that. I'm glad that other people are, like, waking up to this shit. Because enough is enough, okay?
I'd say yes. Enough is enough.
I mean, kids are meant to be kids, dude. No kid, until you're at the high school level, should be wearing makeup. Okay?
Well, they all do.
I know they do. Well, okay, a teenager. Let's say 13. All right?
All right.
But still, even then, it should be minimal. It should not be a lot. Okay? And the society that we are, that they're putting out there, the Illuminati is putting out there, is to sexualize children, dude. And they're going younger and younger. And they've been doing this for years, okay?
Right.
Through cartoons, through movies, through music, okay?
Well, you know, it wasn't that long ago
mm-hmm.
that a girl by the age of 13 was married.
And that was Jerry Lee Lewis.
No. Of course,
oh,
him.
No, Jerry Lee Lewis, though.
Of course, him.
Tell me how far back this goes. Back in the 50s, Jerry Lee Lewis married his first cousin that was 13 years old.
Right. Well,
is pedophilia.
But I'm talking well before that, you know, back in the 1800s, whatever.
Okay.
1700s. Girls, women... They were considered women at 13.
Right. I agree. As soon as you got your period,
yeah.
You were considered to be a woman. No,
right.
Seriously. As soon as you got your period, which, okay, for me, it was like 7th grade, okay?
People grew up...
I was 12 or 13.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that was back in the day, though, Grim.
Oh, I understand.
But times have changed now. People live longer now.
Yeah.
You know, you can't... That's old school shit, dude. That even then, back then, it's still fucking sick, dude.
Right. Well, they did it back in Rome.
It's fucking sick, dude.
Back in the old Roman days, they did it back then.
Right, and it's fucking sick.
And so, you know, right, it is.
Just
but,
because a woman gets their period, a girl gets their period, doesn't
right.
mean they are a woman. Okay. I mean, I get that back in the day, it was old school and. That's how, and people didn't live as long back then either, you know?
No, they did not.
So it was a whole different, but you can't really, I mean, yeah, you can kind of compare, but not really. Because it was a whole different time back then, Grim.
Of course it was.
You know?
Of course.
But speaking from me and my personal time that I've been here, which is 53 goddamn years,
yeah.
I've seen it. And I've known what's going on. I've done the research into Disney and shit.
Sure.
I've done the research into, you know, Shirley Temple was fucking raped, dude. She was fucking sexually abused.
I mean, there's absolutely no reason or excuse for it in this day and age.
No. And to let it go on, and these, you know, people, they're like, oh, it doesn't affect me. Well, it will affect you if it's your grandchild or your child that gets involved with these people, okay?
Yeah.
You will feel it. You will feel pain and agony. I mean, let's take Macaulay Culkin.
Okay,
he was in Home Alone. He was very successful when he was 12 years old, whatever. He looks like hell now. He became a heroin addict, okay?
Yeah.
Because of the shit that he suffered through his time in Hollywood.
Sure, yeah. Look at
he's lucky he's fucking alive.
Look at the Coreys. What do you call it?
The Coreys. Corey Feldman and Corey...
Haim.
Yeah, Haim. Corey Haim's dead. Corey Feldman's been speaking out about this shit, about Hollywood, and no one will listen to him or take him seriously.
Right.
But also, the kid that was in Harry Potter, Elijah Wood.
Right.
He has said Hollywood's full of pedophiles. So he, too, was sexually assaulted. I guarantee you he was.
Yeah,
so they
wouldn't
speak out if it didn't happen.
And,
right?
you really gotta give props to Rose McGowan.
Yes.
Because she started the big thing that took down Weinstein. What's his name? Harvey
Weinstein.
Yeah.
I mean, Corey Feldman started it way before that, though, before she did.
Right. But
you know, and then so Natalie Wood. You know who Natalie Wood is?
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, she's the.
She was raped by a Hollywood executive, like a company president of a major studio when she was 16 years old.
And then thrown overboard.
No, not when she was 16.
No, I know. It was later.
She made them money, but then at the end, because they knew she was going to maybe blow the whistle, they threw her overboard and killed her. Yep, because she was going to speak out. Because she saw what was happening. It was keep going on, dude. It never stopped. Judy Garland was raped, okay?
Yeah.
Shirley Temple was raped.
Mickey Rooney
was raped.
It wasn't just
the girls.
No.
It was the boys, too.
Hey, look at people like Woody Allen.
Fickle.
Marries his freaking adopted 13-year-old
daughter.
Right,
what the fuck is that shit? And he won the case because he had a lot of money to pay for good lawyers.
And he's
That's the only way he got out of that. Otherwise, he was going to go to prison, dude.
Yeah.
He was going to go to prison for that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's widespread, well-known. And see, the thing about Hollywood is it's always been this hush-hush shit. Like, the inner circle, they're always like, shh.
Well, of course, and it's not.
They don't want you to know.
Of course, it's not
you
just
know what
them.
I mean?
It's you know, all the sports, you know, all those Olympic, you know, whatever,
bullshit.
Gymnasts and stuff and swimmers.
Yeah.
They all get it, too.
It's widespread, and it's fucking bad. I know it's a gross subject. I know people don't want to hear about it. It's hard to talk about, and that's part of the problem. That's why it's been so not talked about for so long, because it's an uncomfortable subject. But it's a sick fucking thing. And this is happening to our kids. And it can happen to your kid. It can happen to your grandkid. And you really want that to happen to your kid or your grandkid?
Well,
it affects us all, okay?
Yeah.
It's not just a rich people's problem. They're grabbing kids off the street. They've been doing it forever. Remember the 80s, the milk carton thing? They were just going up and grabbing kids off the street, dude.
Right.
And they're still doing it.
Yep.
So, I don't care what the fuck politics... You need to pick and be against this, okay?
I would agree.
Something needs to be done about this. Sexualization of children, the human trafficking, and all of it. And if you're not on board with me, you're a piece of fucking shit. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Something needs to be done. This is enough. The sexualization of children needs to stop. That's why, I mean, normally I wouldn't call Netflix. But when I saw some of that footage, clips from that movie, I was like, this is fucking bad, dude. These are little girls dancing like strippers.
Right.
Okay? That is not right. All right? I didn't do that when I was 11 or 12. No. And if you guys can't see the sexualization of children that's going on, I don't know what to tell you. But if you want to vote for a guy that stiffs people's heads, little girls' heads, and grabs their tits,
yeah,
you go and you vote for that fucking sexual fucking cunt, predator cunt.
Yeah.
But something's not right with you if you're going up to someone's child that's not your own and you're stiffing them. Okay?
There's
and
definitely
I'm not a Trump supporter necessarily, but holy fucking shit, dude.
Yeah.
These people aren't right in the head.
They
okay?
are messed up. They're
and the
up.
Government, no matter what party it is, they've known about the sexual trafficking and the sexualized the child the trafficking. They've known about it all. They've known about the sexualization of children, and they let it slide.
Yeah.
And you know, because of these rich people that are lying in their pockets.
Yeah.
You know what? It's bullshit.
Yeah, it is.
It's fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
And we need to put a stop to this fucking shit, dude.
Yeah.
The sexualization, even if you had to boycott fucking Hollywood. Oh, Pedowood. That's what it should be called. It should not be called Hollywood.
Okay.
It should be called Pedowood because that's what they've been doing. Talk to Annette Funicello. Oh, she's dead now. But read her book. She was sexually assaulted on the Mickey Mouse Club in the 1950s, the original one. Okay?
Right.
All those kids were. And read about the history. Most of them ended up drug addicts, dude. Because they couldn't deal with it. They were sexually assaulted. It fucks with your head when you're sexually assaulted when you're a child, dude. You can't deal with it. It's too hard. These people, it's very rare that they overcome it. Judy Garland, she died being a drunk.
Yeah.
And a druggie.
Yeah.
Marilyn Monroe, same thing. She was raped. She died being a drunk and a druggie. Okay?
Right.
River Phoenix, he died being a drunk and a druggie. Heath Ledger, he died being a drunk and a druggie. Jim Morrison, he died being a drunk and a druggie. You guys see the pattern?
Yeah, I think it's pretty
clear. Do you see a pattern here?
I think it's pretty clear.
I would say. And I would say it's not a conspiracy. There's too much proof to back it up.
It's a conspiracy, but it's not a theory. It's a fact.
Exactly. It's fact.
Hey, Flash.
So, you guys, you know, I love movies, dude.
Yeah.
I love the Wizard of Oz movie. I love it. You know what I mean? But I was brought up not knowing that Judy Garland was fucking raped, dude. When I saw that movie, I had no idea. I was a kid. I was 4 years old the first time I saw Wizard of Oz or whatever. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It was like a kid's movie to me. You know what I mean? I didn't know better.
Yeah, no, it was a kid's movie.
You know? And that's how they get you.
That's how
they get your parents and the kids and so on and so forth.
It was definitely a kid's movie.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just, knowing the history now and knowing that she was raped and so abused so badly, it just makes me not like that movie as much. You know what I mean? It's like, and knowing Natalie Wood, you know, she was in that movie, The Miracle on 434th Street. She was like a child.
Yeah.
She had been sexually assaulted at that age.
Yeah.
It's sick, dude. It's fucking sick.
Sure.
And then they put out these movies, like, feel-good movies. Yeah, but you don't know what went on behind the scenes.
Right.
I mean, the Wizard of Oz movie, 3 little people died, dude. They don't tell you that, you know?
Yeah.
Because Wizard of Oz is just an iconic movie, like, you know what I mean? Why
sure.
would we say something bad about it, you know? So they've kept that information under wraps, but it's out there.
Right.
I verified that. That did happen.
All that stuff happened, but it didn't really have anything to do with the story of the movie.
Exactly.
So.
Right. So you see that they go ahead.
I'm pretty sure that the author Baum, was it L. Frank Baum?
Frank Baum.
I think he wrote that. I mean, as a good story for his granddaughter or his niece.
Right,
and,
Dorothy. Her name was Dorothy.
Okay, so you know, it was started with good intention, and the movie came out well crafted. So all the other stuff was
overlooked.
Well,
and that's how it's through trickery, dude.
Sure.
Like, we're gonna give you this feel good movie, but behind the scenes we're raping the fucking star of the movie.
Yeah.
And we're telling her she's got to lose weight. We're starving her and raping her. Okay. They don't tell you that part.
Yeah, there you go, Flash. A trip to the Vatican on peyote.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, you guys need to fucking wake. I mean, when people say wake up, there's so much to wake up to. It's like, once you touch on one subject and you wake up on one subject, you see how it's all interconnected and all these, like you say, it's all connected.
It's all freaking
connected.
And I don't
mean to keep saying that, but it is.
It is. You can't. And
it is.
Did I tell you last week or whatever?
I don't know.
I was listening to an old show.
Mm-hmm.
One of our
ours?
Yeah, of our shows.
Okay. Okay.
It was from, I don't know, February, March, somewhere in there.
All right. Of this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I forget the exact topic we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But you said it's all connected.
I did.
And that was before I did my show, before I started
your
show.
Oh, okay.
So it may have been like embedded in my brain in there.
Right. Probably.
You supplied me that information.
Cool. No, it is though. When you start putting two and two together, it's all connected. You can see it, and you can just, yes, sir. It's just so messed up. They're playing on our sexuality, and they have been playing on sexuality for a long time. They use it as a tool. You know, like Disney, for instance.
Yeah,
they're raping kids, but they're putting out feel-good movies. Come on, now.
They've always done that. They've always done
that. Yeah, they have. Since the beginning. Any kid in Hollywood, okay, any child you've seen, even back to the start of Hollywood, they were sexually abused, dude. Okay?
Right.
They were. I guarantee you they were.
You know, Jodie Foster and
Justin Timberlake, Britney Spears, Lady Gaga, all these motherfuckers, dude. They've been abused sexually. Okay?
Yeah.
They're in the fold. They're in on it. They're Illuminati. The Illuminati got them. And the Illuminati is one of the main providers of our quote-unquote entertainment. Right?
Right.
And if you watch some documentaries on the sexualization, the sexual symbolism in Disney movies, your mind will be blown, dude.
Sure.
They show in the clouds, like let's say Aladdin's there smoking on a pipe or something. In the clouds, they'll say sex.
Right.
Like the smoke and they'll say sex.
Oh, yeah. There's tons of subliminals.
Or they'll show a penis or something. Seriously.
There's lots of subliminals.
It's so subliminal. Right.
All right, we're almost out of time here.
Okay. I mean, it's creepy.
It's creepy.
That's why people, like, it's not a good subject to talk. It's not a pleasant subject to talk about. At the same time, I think it's important to talk about it because this needs to fucking stop, dude.
Okay, well, that's good. Like I said,
it needs to fucking stop.
But we're almost out of time here. So,
I know. I know.
All right. So I just wanted to hit this little thing real quick, and then I do the last set.
Okay.
The state of New Mexico is run by a huge mega liberal that spends money like it's going out of style. And she thinks now that the federal government is going to step in and bail them out. Bail out the state of New Mexico, which maybe they will, maybe they won't. I have no idea. However, this is a benefit of her crazy spending and shutting down all of the businesses. She now, after all this time, says, you know, recreational marijuana could save us.
Yeah, think? Oh, what a brainiac.
Well, even if not save us,
help the account, boost it.
Yeah,
you know, come on.
Get a little bit of the cash back that we keep throwing away in these massive holes. So, anyway.
Lujan? Is that her name?
Yeah.
Lujan?
Lujan. Okay. Yeah, it's Michelle Lujan Grisham, MLG.
Oh, okay, MLG. That's what you call her.
The notorious MLG.
Yeah, those dirty potheads, dude.
Yeah, I tell you.
Even though it's fucking medicine for everybody, yeah, we'll just blame it all on the potheads, yeah.
Anyway, so the other day over on the Twitter, somebody tweeted out, who is your favorite rapper of all time?
And yeah.
I responded with this song here.
Notorious MLG.
No. No, okay. No. I responded with this song here.
Okay.
Hoo-ah, Black Betty. Christopher Amoroso doing his version there of Black Betty. Yeah, it's great stuff. I love that version. Before that, we had Joe Bonamassa doing Walking by Shadows live at the North Sea Jazz Festival back in 2007. Prior to that, Moose Girl Request Air, Private Idaho, the B-52s, and we kicked it off there with Blondie, Rapture. Now, Rapture. I thought that was the first rap song ever, but Miss Circleau has instructed me otherwise. Anyway. So, anyhow, that's going to be it. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in tonight.
Yeah, thanks, everyone. It's been real, dude. It's been really a great time.
Oh, you betcha.
Talking about brutal shit, yeah.
Brutal. Woo. It's a brutal, crazy-ass
but we had a good song, so hopefully that made up for all the brutalness, you know.
Oh, we had great songs tonight.
We did, and we usually do.
Yeah, we do.
So, yeah.
All right, tomorrow you got the Dork Table at noon at 2 Eastern.
Dorks Unite!
2 Eastern with Flash and Grammy. I'll be on Sunday at my normal time doing the blues there, playing the trivia here in the chat. So that'll be good. Followed up by Hail Anthony Behind the Woodshed, opening up the big old can of whoop-ass. Then on Monday is me and Miss Cirque doing
It's all connected.
And check the schedule on reallibertymedia.com or rlmradio.xyz for all the rest of the stuff coming up throughout the week. If you want to do a show, let me know. That's the way to get it.
I dare you. I dare you to let Grim know what you want to do a show.
Yeah.
I dare you. Just the idea. I dare you.
We'll get
the fucking scaredy cats.
We'll get you set up. All right.
Yeah, I dare you, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Pussies. Sorry.
But no,
sorry, but you are.
Come on,
if you're
now.
A pussy, yeah, come on now.
No, don't just don't.
You know, it's easy to criticize people that are doing something that you do not do.
And nobody criticizing us. We're doing fine.
Yeah, okay. All right, guys.
But come on and do a show. It'd be great.
Get some balls.
Make your
grow a pair and be real. If you want to be real about your shit, if you're all like steadfast in what you believe in, you want to fucking tell us about it, do it.
Make your voices heard.
Just do it.
All right. That'll do it. So,
hey, I know. I'm brutal, dude. I'm not apologizing. Fuck
I don't,
you.
I don't,
I'm not apologizing.
So, anyway, thanks, everybody. Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Yep. Rock on with your bad self.
Talk to y'all later. Peace.
Peace.